when I was reading this particular scripture, quite intrigued me in a way. Question comes from God to Zion, asking. Zion represents probably the faithful ones. If you read scripture, sometimes it's Israel, sometimes it's Zion. Zion kind of represents the faithful ones because on that it was actually built the temple. So Zion saying, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." And God kind of asking back, "Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb?" And God knowing humans, "Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you." So there is two loves that is mentioned here. One is love of mother for her child or children. And also there's a love of God for all humanity. And God's saying love of God is a little stronger. And what intrigued me in this way is I cannot remember my childhood before I was 3. My memory goes back as far as when I was 3 years old. But before that, I cannot really remember what happened. But truthfully speaking, most of important part of being loved happened before you were 3. When you are totally vulnerable, you are at risk to die at any given second, somebody protected you, nursed you, and nurtured you. And that somebody might have been your mother and my mother. And raising children after becoming father, I saw that with my wife. Whole process, twice. Amazing. So, at this moment, I'd like to invite you to take a short moment of, I probably can say for sure that you don't remember when you were 2 either. Anybody remember when you were 2 or 1? Most humans don't. But you may still have this imprinted feeling that you might have received from your mother. So maybe we can take one moment and look upon it. And this is my first talk. One of the things that I learned, and that was a good surprise to me, which I like about Immanuel Swedenborg's explanation of how our life begins. It's about remains of good. He calls something remains of good, and this is something that counterbalancing all this. We don't want to use word evil, but let's use it for now. Evil tendencies. These are not actuals, but it is quite true that somehow we're born with certain tendencies, and each family may have it in different way. And some of them could be good. I'm not saying it's all evil, but there are these huge tendencies that as being born as a human, we have these tendencies to do things in a selfish way than selfless way. And more essentially and importantly speaking, to believe this physical world as everything versus to pursue there's something more, a spiritual, a deeper one. It is very convincing if we just use our logic and knowledge that we gain as we grow up in this world. It's very convincing to believe that everything we see in this world, that's it. There's nothing more. This remains that is stored within us without us doing anything about it. That's the blessing and grace, actually, of God. There are two different remains that may be stored in us. One, Swedenborg calls it as remains of good. The other, he calls it as remains of truth. And if we ever see which part of parenthood comes from mother and father, in a very simplistic way of making it, mother may have more to do with remains of good, while father may have more to do with remains of truth. The remains of truth is something about teaching children what's right and wrong, what to do, what to not do, what are good manners. That's what I'm doing with my son. Even I did it this morning. Remains of good is about giving unconditional love. Or on the part that's receiving is being felt, loved by another human without any condition. In a very selfless way. And that's why I was actually saying about my story. After three, nothing really was good because my parents got divorced and then the family fuse of two Lee and Han family happened, and not a good story. Problem is before three, I cannot really remember what really happened. But in my soul search that I did when I was probably 27 or 26, in these meditations that I've been practicing, I thought, I only have darkness in me. That's the first thing I found. Very frightening thing, actually, I found. When I was searching into inward journey, and all I saw was darkness, I felt like, wow, I'm that dark. I probably was born doomed or damned. Well, I didn't stop there. I continued. And actually, I felt what's even underneath that darkness. And I could describe that only as, actually, as Swedenborg saying, the remains of good. I felt that I was loved. I just don't remember how. And amazingly, probably that was my mother. Before she got into all these human troubles and health conditions and divorces and all the family feuds, she was just my mother. So, looking back now in these days, and as with my wife, seeing her becoming mother and going through motherhood, in this day and time, what does it mean to be a mother? I think it's a good question probably to ask if you're a woman or even if you're a man. It doesn't really matter probably. Because it has become a matter of actually a choice. I have asked the couples who are getting married this question, do you plan to have a child? They're saying, many of them are saying yes. Why? They're puzzled. Why would you like to have a child? And some of them says, well, that's natural. Well, that's not exactly natural anymore, especially in advanced countries. Especially if you think of the time and the energy and finances that you have to pour into your children's nursing and education, would you really say that's natural? And when I ask that question, they pause and they have to think about it. But then, yeah, still, would you still like to have a child? I said, yes. I was asking why. Well, yesterday, she was saying that I think I'd love to have a child that looks like my husband. He has a good quality. It'll be good to bring a human, another human that resembles this quality. Okay, that could be a good reason. And why would you like to have a child? And he was saying, I really love children. I would love to have my own and raise them. So, ancient way of speaking that you're having a child because it's your mandate. As a man, you should give birth to what? One boy, at least. So that your family name should continue. And also females, too. If you read the Bible or any old-day scriptures, if you're barren and you're a female and married, that's a curse. Not even just to you, but your whole family. And giving birth to a male child has been something that was praised by everybody. Well, not anymore, or at least not anymore in most of advanced countries. And especially living in cities like San Francisco, New York, LA, we all became nuclear families. I think motherhood became very challenging, and mothers do not really receive good support from community or even government. So one general question I would raise simply to all of us, including myself, is that what have you done to help those mothers, and do we value them? And if we value them, why do we value them? Interesting question, isn't it? I can only speak from one example, and that's my wife, and I'm not going to make her like angelic, anything like that. She's another human being. But the sacrifices that she was choosing to make was quite amazing to me. And going through once was really huge time. And yet she was willing to go through second time. Like I was asking, are you really sure? 9 months of pregnancy is not really, you know, like walking in a park. It's a quite challenging time. And at the end, the giving birth was, and she was going through a cesarean. So I was sitting there looking at it, ooh. And then nursing, that's 2 years. That Joanne walking out, she was such a stubborn baby that mommy tried to, stop breastfeeding. So mommy was putting lemon juice on it, anything that any baby would not like. We tried. She would just suck on it and then continue. Even sometimes mommy make like, ugly face with an X mark on it. She was frightened maybe a couple of seconds, and after that, she'll like continue. Well, but then there's this side that, how much that baby is taking from her. So she, as a human, there's certain way of resentment that, like, I also want to preserve me too, but at the same time, there was also that I want to give it to you all. And I believe it's more in mother's side, in that much of selfless and self-sacrificial giving, actual giving to the child, than father's side. I'm a father, so I can actually say it that way. And it just, that sometimes to me is a very honorable thing. So, I cannot speak for every mother or every family. I just can speak of one family, which I experienced in my family. And I think probably we need to look into this again and actually bring some appreciations to all the mothers who are actually willing to do that. And bring the children, nursing them and nurturing them. And also acknowledge that how much of actually selfless love and self-sacrificial actions involved in it. And that probably is a huge blessing of God coming in. And somehow, I wish our society can give more to these mothers, but somehow it's not. So, in this look, this is only place you get to hear boy Jesus. You don't really get to hear boy Jesus. Jesus is 12 years old. And talking about motherhood, when your boy becomes 12, I see my wife's constant struggle with my son, who is 9, and almost acting like, you know, Jesus is acting just as he's supposed to, but if you look at it as a mom, this boy is troublesome, isn't he? He didn't tell parents that he'll stay behind. He was in the temple. He's only 12. And he acted like he totally is independent. And never saying sorry. Sounds familiar? Yeah, I think we have all done it when we're in the puberty. That we all act like, hey, I'm independent of you. Just leave me alone. But mothers cannot really do that. So this love of mother, you might have felt love of mother that all the mothers are giving. And also, love of motherhood is not just for women, actually. To me, this motherhood could be also in a way that nurturing, supporting, and helping others to grow properly and well. In a way, that's motherhood. That's why church is called as a mother. Your nation is called as a mother. You don't call your father country. We all call your mother country. Your mother church. You don't?
Not in Germany.
Not in Germany. Germany is different. Thank you. Yes. In Korea, in yes. So a lot of countries. Let's put it that way. Not everybody. But there is something about giving nurture, being nurtured, being loved. So I hope today you think about it. If your mother's alive, give them a call. Send them your love. If they're around, give them another hug or kisses. I think those are good things. Also, tell them that you love them. It's very important. We often forget to say that, especially to your mothers, I love you. Kind of simple thing. But we don't really do it a lot. So may God bless you all in this beautiful day. And may the meaning of motherhood may come into your hearts and inspire you all. Amen.